And now for your radio news update. I'm Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Trump eyes expansion. The U.S. is signaling a bolder footprint in the hemisphere, with Trump pushing for Greenland's takeover and warning Colombia over the drug trade. Seaman Anthony Garo breaks down the security drivers, diplomatic fallout, and what regions might feel the pressure next.
Following the U.S. military operation in Venezuela and the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Donald Trump renewed calls for the American takeover of Greenland, citing national security concerns due to Russian and Chinese presence in the region. He also threatened military action against Colombia for allegedly facilitating the global cocaine trade, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio was quoted saying that Cuba's communist government is in a lot of trouble. These statements signal a more assertive U.S. approach in the Western Hemisphere, emphasizing Trump's focus on expanding American influence and protecting strategic interests in key territories. Trump has framed these actions within a historical context, referencing the Monroe Doctrine and Roosevelt Corollary to justify U.S. intervention in neighboring countries. Trump emphasized Greenland's strategic importance, noting its location as critical for national security, while leaving uncertainty about how such a takeover might proceed. His national security strategy underscores the administration's efforts to restore American preeminence in the Western Hemisphere, a central goal of Trump's second term. By invoking historical doctrines, Trump positions the U.S. to take an assertive stance in regional affairs. These moves, paired with warnings to Colombia and scrutiny on Cuba, underscore an expanded U.S. role that could reshape diplomatic and security dynamics across the hemisphere. If you would like more information, visit www.apnews.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Seaman Anthony Garro.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Seaman Jacob Hart.